Now I know why this is happening. Let me share this with you, because I know that this is an extremely important strategy that must be imparted to the body.
That's a fact.
Yes.
The Bible says, now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come against and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Sanballat was a Moabite, and his people worshiped Chemosh. Chemosh was a demonic spirit that required sexual perverted worship, required baby sacrifice. These entities operating in America today are what we are warring against. And they have come up against not just America, not just the church, but up against your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the reason why the extremely aggressive gay agenda, even heterosexual perversion, it's the reason for the abortion agenda. This is an old, ancient spirit that has risen up in America, again demanding sexually perverted worship and demanding the blood of children. So the Lord has called his people. Look at it. It was when the people of God decided we're going to rebuild that Sanballat got upset with the others.
That's good.
That's good.
While the walls were broken down, even when, and we look at it historically, even when Ezra went back and rebuilt the temple, these guys didn't rise up. And we've had that here in America, the restoration of the word, the restoration of the worship. But when we decide we're going to protect and guard our families, then the enemy got upset.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Tobiah was an Ammonite. Wow. They worshiped the god Molech, which was very similar to Chemosh. The issue with Tobiah and those Ammonite people was these were folks who had a history of being like a thorn in the flesh of God's people. When the children of Israel left Egypt to cross through the wilderness to get to the land of promise, the Ammonites wouldn't let them pass through. The Ammonites had a history of whenever they were at war with the people, even if someone wanted to surrender to them, they would still make unreasonable demands in the surrender. They were bullies. Do you think it's a coincidence that one of the major issues plaguing our young people today is bullying? It is because that same spirit, that old ancient spirit, has risen in America. How did it get in? Because our walls were broken down and we had gaps. But since the people of God are saying no more, now it's risen up. The Ashdodites, no, let me get to the Arabs. The Arabs, as we know, are the descendants of Ishmael. We know Abraham had a child through Hagar. Ishmael was born, but the promised seed was through Sarah, and that was Isaac. And that old brother's battle is still going on to this day. The battle between the brothers that we're still dealing with to this day. The Arabs, and I'm not turning down anybody that happens to be an Arab or anything like that. I'm just talking, this is in the context of this event, this historical happening. These guys got upset because they were still in contention for the birthright. They challenged the very right for the children of Israel to even exist. Today, that spirit manifests itself this way. It's challenging our right to raise our children in the things of God. It's challenging our right to even worship the Lord. It's challenging our right to proclaim the name of Jesus. It's challenging our very right to exist. The same antagonistic spirit challenging our very rights. This is not about politics, what's going on in America. It's an old, ancient battle that has now arisen in our time. The Ashdodites were basically Philistines. Ashdod was the name of their city. The name of their city, the Ashdod, means the spoiler. I will spoil. In sports, spoilers are those teams who they've lost so many games, they know they aren't going to make the playoffs. So they do nothing but play to ruin everybody else's chance. It's called playing the role of the spoiler. Yes, Lord. The spoiler, that spirit still exists, where you and I are going after the things of God, your children. Ever wonder why all through elementary school and all through high school, every time your child says, I want to do this, I want to do that, there's always somebody to crush them, to crush that vision, the spoiler. Ever wonder why when there are things that you need to get done and you run into all this bureaucracy and red tape and got to get 3 copies of this and 10 copies of that, things happening behind the scenes to try to spoil what God has called you. You know, even these books, we wanted to make sure that these books got here tonight because we wanted to give them to you. And to date, in the 5 years that we've been in that facility, we have received 46 shipments, no problem. But when I ordered books for this time, I know I'm understanding this warfare. Suddenly, the parcel company, I don't want to say their names and give them a bad reputation. Suddenly, they couldn't find the building. They sent our shipment back to the publishing company with a note, incorrect address. I'm like, you've been shipping things to us for 5 years. I went back through the invoices. I'm one of those kind of people. I found 46 invoices. 46 shipments, no problem. But when we wanted to do it for this, suddenly we can't even find your address. Ashdodites. I will spoil. Here is the response. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God. And because of them, who? Because of Tobiah and Sanballat and Ashdodites and the Arabs and Ammonites. We set a watch. We set a watch. What is God calling his house to in this hour? We must set a watch.
I'm going to build in spite of.
Wake up, speak up, and stand
up. It's wonderful the things that God is doing and giving us opportunities, the church in America, but now we're beyond just the big, huge gatherings.
Yes.
I'm not speaking against it, not at all.
Yes.
They have their merit, they have their times. But now the hour has come, and now is, where we must set a watch in our families. Husbands with your wives, wives with your husbands, families with your children. God, we didn't know what God was protecting us from. We had a dear, one of our dear children. She's like a daughter to us. And one of her children's going through some bullying problems at school, and she asked us, how did we deal with bullying when our kids were in school? And it wasn't until that moment that we realized, we said, well, our kids really didn't have a bullying problem in school. And we're trying to figure out why. And the Lord said, because you set a watch. Every day through the school year, Monday through Friday. And it was send our kids out the door. God gave me this prayer as their father to pray over our children. It was, Lord, I thank you for Christopher and Jonathan and David. Give them a good day at school today. Give them your grace, your favor, your protection, and your wisdom. Every day. So all these years later, someone asked me, why did you deal with bullying? We set a watch. I'm not boasting about us. It's actually something that we're realizing looking back at the strategy the Lord gave us for our family. How do you come out of one of the most racist, prejudiced cities in America without being bitter, without being mad at all the white people? Because I want you to understand, in my town, the KKK is very strong. And here's the worst part. They put up flyers and posters, and they say things like, be a good Christian brother. That's part of their recruiting. They say, if you want to be a good Christian brother, then come and join us as we meet such and such place. So because they attach the name of Jesus to it, how do you come out of a town with that level of racism, that level of prejudice, without being bitter? We set a watch. The strategy God gave Nehemiah in particular, I gotta find it, and then I'll stop. He said, verse 13 of Nehemiah 4, therefore I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings. Who did he say? Men. I'm calling on you, men. I set men in the gaps. I didn't realize the strategy when God would wake me up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and say, just go lay hands on your kids. There's a lot that we are kind of thinking must happen at church, but I found out something, and I'm not boasting and bragging, guys, but we discovered something. Children's ministry had to start in our home. Amen. It was not our children's pastor's job to make sure that our kids knew Jesus. It was our job. It was not the youth pastor's job to keep my kids interested. It was our job as mama and daddy. And when they became young adults, it was not the singles ministry job. The word of the Lord says he sets the solitary where? In families. So it's not the singles ministry job to keep the singles on the straight and narrow. That's the job of some of us married folks, to invite them into your family, into your home, into that environment of love, so that they could see, so they could see the mom and dad interacting, so they can see how you deal with the kids, so they can get the feel for the atmosphere that many of them, especially in this time, never had for themselves. So the Lord was honoring that word. He set those solitary, and he brought them to our church, but it really was our family. Look at the rest of the strategy. And he said, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Not according to pastors. Not according to fivefold ministry. I set them according to families. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I looked, and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them.
That's
don't
right.
be afraid of who?
Right.
Don't be afraid of Sanballat and Chemosh
Amen.
And Molech
Amen.
And the Ashdodites
Amen.
And even the ones that are challenging our right to exist. Don't be afraid of them. I hope you're getting encouraged today.
Amen.
I'm not exalting these spirits. I realize I'm not even saying something that you don't already know. Isn't it something how God would just send the word sometimes and say, remember? This is just a refresher. Remember, your battle isn't against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We're not exalting them. In fact, he told us how to deal with them. And look at the rest of the strategy. And I looked at the rose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Here it is. Remember
right.
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Remember the Lord.
Yeah.
Remember what? Great and awesome.
Mighty is he.
And then he tells us to fight in a particular way. He says,
right.
and fight for your brethren,
right.
your sons,
right.
your daughters, your wives, and your houses. He didn't say fight for the church.
Right.
He didn't say fight for the ministry. He said, fight for your family. Because you know what? If you fight for your family, you are fighting for the church. We are fighting for the community. We are fighting for our nation. Come on, bless the Lord in this place today. Thank you, Lord. Now you understand why the enemy is fighting me so hard. Because this is our battle. But the battle is already won. He's just simply telling us, get in position. That powerful anointing that you've been sensing, I know I'm talking to people who know what I'm talking about. You've been waking up in the middle of the night? I know you have. Don't roll over and turn over and go back to sleep and say, Lord, I got to go to work in the morning. Go ahead and pray in the spirit for a moment and let him say, now roll over and lay your hands on your spouse. Even while they're snoring, they don't have to hear the prayer. Lay your hands on them. Stand in the gap. Fight for your babies. When you think about your nieces and your nephews and your sons and your daughters, God's going to wake you up. Why? Because you're on watch. I want you to hear this in your spirit all through this night. Every time he wakes me up, that means I'm on watch. And so, God, who do you have me interceding for? And guess what? It won't be for the church at large. He's going to say, pray for your wife. Pray for your husband.
Wow.
Lift up your grandparents. Stand in the gap for auntie and uncle. That son, that daughter that you don't understand and it doesn't make any sense, he's just lift him up. God's going to call some of you to sing over them. No, they won't be in the room, but he's going to say sing over them because you're setting a watch. Some of you who got your grandchildren are experiencing some bullying, just sing over them. You don't have to come out, I bind your spirit, I bind. Sing over there.
Yes.
I found out that there's a whole lot of warfare, you know, and it's not that I'm speaking against doing that. I've had to do that, cast out demons and be involved in that. But we discovered something very special. When you just usher in the presence of the
yes.
Lord,
yep.
so many times before I can even get to the screaming and the, I bind you, the thing's already gone.
It's
just because we said, Lord, we welcome you.
Yes.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, right now in this moment. So can you hear the battle strategy of the Lord?
Yes.
Fight for your family. Go ahead and say that right now.
Yes, Father. Thank you for confirmation. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I want you to take this paper we gave. I meant to have that passed around earlier. Just take one and pass it on. And I want us to pray this together as we close tonight. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my wife just to read this because every night she, God gave all these different prayers and things that we have written, that God put it on her heart to gather through all these various prayers that we have lifted up before Him, and she reads them aloud every night. It's part of our praying together. And we just wanted to share just a small portion of this prayer and wanted you to, if you should see fit, to incorporate this as part of your prayer watch for your family. And so I'm going to just have her just to read it and just follow along, because God's really anointed her in this area.
Recognizing that our fight is not against flesh and blood, political parties, activist groups, or social movements. We stand here in the gap for our families with the spiritual weapons of prayer, praise, worship, and the Word of God. We declare that we are not afraid of our spiritual enemies. We remember the Lord, great and awesome. And as we fight for our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, my spouse and our households, according to the promise in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that accuses us in judgment, we will condemn.
Amen.
This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our vindication is from you, Lord. So, Father God, we receive your grace, favor, protection, and wisdom. We thank you for giving your angels charge over us and our families to keep us in all of our ways. May our families be strengthened to overcome every hindrance and every detour that the enemy has always been able to throw in our path. May the cycles of defeat, discouragement, depression, and doubt be broken over our hearts and our homes right now. We are now set free to do all that we need to do and to obtain all that we need to obtain for your glory alone. In the authority of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.